Many a ship was lured to its doom by less than scrupulous businessmen. 1845. Florida becomes a state. Construction begins on a fort to protect Key West. 1846. Construction of Fort Jefferson is begun in the Dry Tortugas. 1850. The fort on the island of Key West is named after President Zachary Taylor. New lighthouses bring about the end of the golden age of wrecking. 1861. Florida secedes from the Union on January 10. Fort Zachary Taylor is staunchly held in Union hands and helps defeat the Confederate Navy and control the movement of blockade runners during the war. Key West remains a divided city throughout the Great Conflict. Construction is begun on the East and West Martello Towers, which will serve as supply depots. The salt ponds of Key West supply both sides. 1865. The War of Northern Aggression comes to an end with the surrender of Lee at Appomattox Courthouse. Salvage of blockade runners comes to an end. Dr. Samuel Mudd, deemed guilty of conspiracy after setting John Wilkes Booth's broken leg after Lincoln's assassination, is incarcerated at Fort Jefferson, the Dry Tortugas. As salt and salvage industries come to an end, cigar making becomes a major business. The Keys are filled with Cuban cigar makers following Cuba's War of Independence, but the cigar makers eventually move to Ybor City. Sponging is also big business for a period, but the sponge divers head for waters near Tampa as disease riddles Key West's beds and the remote location makes industry difficult. 1890. The building that will become known as the Little White House is built for use as an officer's quarters at the naval station. President Truman will spend at least 175 days here, and it will be visited by Eisenhower, Kennedy, and many other dignitaries. 1898. The USS Maine explodes in Havana Harbor, precipitating the Spanish-American War. Her loss is heavily felt in Key West, as she had been sent from Key West to Havana. Circa 1900, Robert Eugene Otto is born. At the age of 4, he receives the doll he will call Robert, and a legend is born as well. 1912, Henry Flagler brings the Overseas Railroad to Key West, connecting the islands to the mainland for the first time. 1917, on April 6, the United States enters World War I. Key West maintains a military presence. 1919. Treaty of Versailles ends World War I. 1920s. Prohibition gives Key West a new industry, bootlegging. 1927. Pan American World Airways is founded in Key West to fly visitors back and forth to Havana. Carl Tanzler, Count von Kozel, arrives in Key West and takes a job at the U.S. Marine Hospital as a radiologist. 1928. Ernest Hemingway comes to Key West. It's rumored that while waiting for a roadster from the factory, he writes A Farewell to Arms. 1931. Hemingway and his wife, Pauline, are gifted with a house on Whitehead Street. Polydactyl cats descend from his pet, Snowball. Death of Maria Elena Milagro de Hoyos. 1933. Count von Kozel removes Elena's body from the cemetery. 1935. The Labor Day hurricane wipes out the Overseas Railroad and kills hundreds of people. The railroad will not be rebuilt. The Great Depression comes to Key West as well, and the island, once the richest in the country, struggles with severe unemployment. 1938. An overseas highway is completed, US 1, connecting Key West and the Keys to the mainland. 1940. Hemingway and Pauline divorce. Key West loses its great writer, except as a visitor. Tanzler is found living with Elena's corpse. Her second viewing at the Dean Lopez funeral home draws thousands of visitors. 1941. December 7, a date that will live in infamy, occurs, and the U.S. enters World War II. Tennessee Williams first comes to Key West.